When I launched AttorneyBusters.com, I did it because I had to defend myself here locally, not because I was defendant in a lawsuit, but because I was a plaintiff that caught some good old boy judges and good old boy attorneys, that being Judge Robert O. Farrell, the presiding judge, Mr. Panetta. We sent him letters showing what the attorneys were doing. We asked Judge Robert O. Farrell, the presiding judge of this court, to help stop this. And he did not even respond. You know, Mr. Panetta, on that October 27th, when you were giving Judge Richard Silver that honorary luncheon, we did serve him with a subpoena. And that subpoena was later quashed. In other words, stamped out. And why was it stamped out? Because they brought in Mr. Michael Stamp, and Mr. Michael Stamp is the, I think, president or director of the College of Law here in Monterey. And Mr. Stamp came in and said that we couldn't take the deposition of Judge Richard Silver. And that went before not a local judge. They brought a special judge in from out of town, Mr. Panetta. That judge's name was Mr. William Ivey. I believe he was actually a retired judge who was just brought back for this one special hearing. And Judge Ivey concluded that he thought it caused too much of a disruption in the local community by having Judge Richard Silver's deposition taken. And why was Judge Richard Silver's deposition going to be taken, Mr. Panetta? Because Mr. Judge Richard Silver told my ex-attorney, Mr. James Rummins, from over in Aptos, in chambers, when he was not my attorney and nothing to do with our case, Judge Silver told Mr. Rummins that I had been victimized by a number of attorneys on a number of occasions. That wasn't said inside of a judicial proceeding. There's no privilege that's attached to Mr. Silver's statements. Is there, Mr. Panetta? You are an attorney, and you know that. Further, William Clinton had the ability to have his deposition taken, a sitting president of the United States. Do you think, Mr. Panetta, that Judge Richard Silver should have not had his deposition taken only because it would disrupt the local judicial community? Mr. Panetta, I have hours of telephone conversations with attorneys and these individuals that clearly show that your Judge Richard Silver, that you decided to give this honorary Civil Liberties Union Award to, is up to his eyeballs in covering up for the Horan Law Firm, and I'm sure you know Larry Horan, and also for the Fenton and Keller Law Firm. That is Chuck Keller. Mr. Panetta, what are you going to do about it?